With that, I'd like to now just go into our Super Marab. I'm calling it that. It's a good name. Let's put on the music and go into our Super Marab here at this extra shoud for the Passion 2020 series. Yeah, and some of you are sending your signals over. What if I'm thinking too much right now? Should I own that? Yeah. Just don't think too much about it, but own it. Whatever's happening. Financial issues, depression, anxiety, but also the wonderful things like hope. Your craziness right now. Absolutely own that craziness. I love craziness because it means you're letting yourself go out of the box, breaking the norm. Here you are. Let's take a deep breath now. There's an interesting phenomenon that's happening with Chambra. And I really couldn't say it's happened before to any other groups coming into realization because no other groups have. None. No. Individuals, yes. Just tip the scales. Over 9,900 ascended masters. And a question comes up. So if you allow your realization and you stay embodied, do you get counted as an ascended master? Let's talk about that later. Let's negotiate a little bit. That's a good one. But let's get back to the point here. I would really like you to feel into this. So no other group has ever done this. In individuals, yes. Sometimes if you count a couple people, maybe even half dozen at a time, but a global group distributed all across the planet. A formidable number, not huge by population standards, but a formidable number. Ones who have really endured, and now you are truly coming into realization. And it's being watched with the greatest of interest by really all of creation. Certainly by the Crimson Council. Certainly by the Ascended Masters. They're watching, not interfering. No, they will not interfere, but they're watching what comes. And kind of interesting, I'll talk more about it later, but just to kind of plant the seed. You could say that the element or the thing that's watching the most right now, watching what's happening in this epicenter, this convergence on the planet, watching this group called Chambra, is time. Yeah. Time has more of an interest and an investment in this than anything. And you say, well, what is time? Well, it's a consensus. It's a type of consciousness. It's not a soul being, but it's part of most beings in creation. You'd say it's a little part of every being. So therefore, time is. It exists, and it has its patterns and its rhythms. It's not the same, in other parts of creation as it is here on Earth. Time is not the same on the new earths. There is time, but it is a very flexible time. It is a time that serves rather than demanding service. So perhaps one of the most interested parties in what's happening right now is time. But regardless, everybody's watching what happens. We talk about it frequently. at the Ascended Masters Club, and I particularly enjoy the late into the night discussions with Guthumi Blavatsky, and with Tobias. I enjoy our discussions, and yes, I say late night. We really don't have any nights or days, but we can when we want. Some of you get so literal, some of you have such tight pants on. I know there's no time in the ascended realms. I know that I'm there. But yet, I like time once in a while. It's a great way to drive down the highway of creation, you know? I'm going to do it on the timeline. Have it when you want. You don't have it when you don't want. Isn't that real freedom? Okay. Some of you want to get into a big philosophical discussion. Shut up, we're having a marab. Let's take a deep breath. And would you please let me continue my story? Oh, this head chatter. Yeah, own it, but go off on your own and own it. Okay. My point, we're watching, and more than anything, time is really watching. Why? Because, well, for one thing, you're coming to the point that very, very few have of letting time serve you. Very few have ever let that, yeah, even in the other realms. So time is very, very interested in it, because time is wondering what becomes of it, the time. What becomes of it? Will it change? Will it go out of existence? Yes, time is wondering, will I go out of existence? Time is wondering, what is it like to serve rather than be served? You see, because time has had very, very little experience with serving others. It's always being served. Not that it wants to, but that's where soul beings put time. But we're all watching with great, great interest. One of the Ascended Masters noted kind of an interesting thing that was happening. She pointed out that Shambro, because she was really checking in, and we don't do it intrusively, you know, we don't check in on you when you're naked in the shower. Once in a while, okay, busted, but most of the time we don't. Come on, once in a while, just for grins, we check in, but we don't take pictures, but we remember everything. So this wonderful Ascended Master said, you know, I noticed something. Come here, look over here. So we kind of have a crystal ball. We don't need it, but it's a great prop. You know, humans love them. And because we're all humans, we kind of love those big crystal balls. No jokes about that right now. This is a family show. So we went to the crystal ball and looked in, and sure enough, I saw what she was talking about. I saw Shambra. They were on a beach. Quiet, beautiful, long beach all by themselves. Or a bunch of other tourists or boats or what do you call those noisy things now? Jet skis, Caldra tells me. None of that. It's just you on the beach. And you know, the sun is starting to kind of set. Getting a little later in the afternoon. You've been walking a lot. Because you do that, you know, to try to figure things out. I'm okay with the walking part, but the trying to figure things out part is useless. So I looked in this crystal ball and I realized I had to look a couple times to really get it. What I saw was you building sandcastles. Sandcastles, you know, taking that wet sand and piling it up, maybe making little towers and making a moat around it, making a bigger tower, and then extending it, adding on to it, and adding a little bit more onto it, kind of obsessive like you can be sometimes. Building sandcastles. And I said to Gloria, happens to be her name, was her human name, kept it as an ascended master. I said to Gloria, isn't that cute? You know, here they are in the epicenter of all this happening and having endured and taken on so much. Isn't that cute that they kind of revert back to their kind of childlike state and they're building sandcastles on the beach? Gloria said, that's not it. You're really kind of misinterpreting there, Adamus. Take another look. Feel into it this time. So I did. Gazed into the crystal ball. I felt into your energy. And then I realized what was really happening. Not just with you, but from Chambra all across the world. You're building sandcastles on the edge of the water. And what the sandcastles really represent is the human still trying to manipulate, the human still trying to make their realization. The human building a sandcastle like they have to do something. They have to make a fortress. They have to exert themselves. They have to build something or do something, or they can't just sit and enjoy being at the water's edge all by themselves. So I realized that the sandcastle was really kind of the ego. Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing, but the ego saying, I still have to do something. I still have to keep creating my identity. I can't lose it. I know I'm right here on the eve of realization, but I have to do something. I have to make my expression as a human right now. Otherwise, what am I in this thing called realization? Am I just a passenger? Do I really have any say in it? So I must build my sandcastles. I watched for a while. I watched you're building these. Not just one, not just two, but whole line of them going down the beach. It was actually a very beautiful sight, I must say. And you've gotten very good at building sandcastles. Very, very good at it. And you decorate them with little sticks and a little piece of cloth for a flag. And you have some that are, would be like a beautiful palace to live in, but they're still sandcastles on the edge. I watched and watched the activity and realized what was happening, realized not just you, but Chambra, everywhere. That last kind of heroic, noble, but yet fruitless act of the human ego. And then the sun was starting to set. The human you sat exhausted, looking out at all your sandcastles. Now they lined the beach almost as far as the eye could see, looking out at what you'd created and feeling both a sense of that you'd done something. You'd really worked very hard today at your sandcastles, but also with a sense of dread. Because as you looked at your sandcastles, you realized this thing you forgot about, the tide, was coming in. You built your sandcastles as close to the edge as you could throughout the day, but forgetting that the tide was coming in. And with the tide, its waves. And with the waves, the washing away of all the sandcastles that you had built. All that work, all that effort, all that, well, creativity too, now about to be washed away. And then I saw the tear come to your eye, stream down your face, and more than just one tear, but they continued. I thought, what have I done wrong here? Why? When will I ever get it? When will I ever get it? And you sat down on the beach and wept as the sun went down and the tide came in and the waves slowly washed away all of your sandcastles. You were so exhausted that at this point there is nothing, nothing to do, nothing left within you. The thought of building more sandcastles now, maybe in a little bit different spot where they wouldn't be washed away by the waves, it didn't appeal to you, because you even knew if it wasn't the waves that took them, it would be the breeze, the winds. And if it wasn't the winds, it would be other people who came along. Now, falling into surrender, you realize that truly the sandcastles were a distraction, a way for the ego to try to maintain itself. Every sandcastle represented a part of you, part of the ego, your aspects, your life and your lifetimes. But now, far beyond the limitations of the human, the tide came in and the waves washed them away, because that's what happens in realization. You build all the sandcastles you want as monuments to your ego, as a way to try to preserve the ego. And there's nothing wrong with the ego. It is simply one of those acts of consciousness. That's all it is. It's a persona. It's a character. Sometimes that character forgets that there is so much more to this play, to life. Sometimes that character forgets that in itself it lives its life in limitations. That's fine for a while, but now comes something much bigger than the human. And the human cries, because the human says, what am I, a pawn in this game? There's these higher powers, even if you call it my higher self, that are simply manipulating me. Oh, dear human, you got it all wrong. It is you, and it's all of you. It's that part that knew that it was time, right now. Wash away those sandcastles. Now for the waves to come in. Wash away all the wounds, all the limitations, all the old beliefs, all of the lack. It was time for these waves to come in, not as a tsunami, not as a crashing storm, but simply as gentle waves. To wash away perhaps the biggest thing that never served you. Belief that energy is outside yourself, and that's what's happening right now. The waves wash into your life, into these very days that we're talking about right now. Right now is when the tide starts rising and the waves start coming in. That's why I say own everything about yourself. Own the way you feel, own the way you think, own I mean, saying, oh, I want to stop running, stop building your sandcastles. Start owning everything about yourself right now. This is the most beautiful, precious, and sacred time for you and all of your aspects, for every part of you, for every part of your ego and identity. It is the most special time right now. Building sandcastles as you have been doing, I guess, is an interesting way of saying farewell. An interesting way of trying to preserve the ego, and more than anything, a way of occupying the human, to distract the human at this time of waves of realization right now. But my dear friends, it's just a distraction. The human doesn't have to do anything. I say human as it's just a part of you, where there's always been that part of you and other parts that knew that this time was coming to the planet and to your life. Always that part that knew that you were going to be here at this most amazing time. That you're going to be transforming, not going off into the other realm, saying goodbye to this life, but transforming in this life, washing away all of the sandcastles. That's what's happening right now. That's why I say embrace everything in your life, every fear and every hope, every doubt and every passion. Every tide, every going out of the tides in your life, that's what's happening right now. It's happening very slow in a way, but yet not. Faster than, this planet is changing faster than ever, but yeah, sometimes it feels so slow. And sometimes there is the compulsion for the human to try to do something, to build sandcastles on the edge. But then the waves come in. A consciousness comes in. The true change comes in, and it gently, without agenda, without anything, it gently washes away the sandcastles. Releasing you from the limitations of human ego. The ego will still be there even when the last of the waves come, but now without limitation. Now without being singular, but now being an and of egos. Egos that do not try to build sandcastles on the edge, but rather egos that simply enjoy the play. Now more than ever, my dear friends, own everything that's happening to you in these coming days and weeks. Own everything. Don't try to figure it out. Don't run from it, but rather own it. And then feel how the sand castles slowly, gently, how they're washed away by the waves. The waves representing your consciousness. Your embodied self on a whole new time. Let's take a deep breath together. Sandcastles on the edge. A That's perhaps one of the last things that the humans will try to do, thinking that they're the ones making realization occur. But my dear friends, there's something much greater, much more encompassing at work right now. Let's take a deep breath together. A deep breath together at this most sacred of times. And remembering always that all is well in all of your creation. I am Adamus of Sovereign Domain.